relative pronouns qui and que. Clauses in sentences allow us to express ourselves more fully and to enrich the language through using complex sentences. As you are starting to develop your own unique voice in French, you will find great value in being able to vary your sentence cadence, length, and complexity. The relative pronouns qui and que allow us to connect clauses in a sentence by representing a keyword from the previous clause. Qui is used as the subject of a dependent clause. Ils connaissent l'homme qui m'a téléphoné hier. They know the man who called me yesterday. L'ami qui est tombé malade est sorti de l'hôpital. The friend who got sick got out of the hospital. Que is used as the object of a dependent clause. In English, the relative pronoun that is often left out. J'ai lu le roman que vous avez écrit. I read the novel that you wrote. Tous les étudiants internationaux que je connais ont reçu de bonnes notes ce trimestre. All of the international students that I know got good grades this quarter. Qui and que are only two of several pronoms relatifs used to help us connect clauses. Later on in the book, we will take a closer look at dont, où, and lequel, and its variations. Exercice 6.23. En context. Read the following dialogue scenario and circle or identify the keyword that has been linked to the rest of the sentence by the relative pronoun qui. Note, qui is used only once as a relative pronoun. Une vignette avec mes amis. Claudine s'approche de son amie. C'était qui, Marie? Elle lui demande. De qui parles-tu? Du jeune homme qui vient juste de partir. Il est très beau, n'est-ce pas?
Ben, je ne sais pas.
Comment tu ne sais pas? Tu lui as parlé longtemps. Marie regarde son amie.
Ah, mais tu l'aimes bien, c'est ça?
Claudine rougit.
Non, bon, je ne sais pas. Il me paraît sympa.
Claudine, c'est mon frère.
Je te le présente.